Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. It's Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We come your way every Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. Thanks so much for tuning in. And now we're going to take a look at the Eagles and the Cowboys. A little first look. We begin, of course, at the quarterback position, Glenn. And it's Sam Bradford on the Eagles side. We've talked a lot about him.
Mm-hmm.
How about this name? Matt Cassel, starting for the Cowboys, who just cannot win, knock on wood, without Tony Romo.
They're 0-5 without Tony Romo, and they thought that Matt Cassel would come in and be better than Brandon Weeden. He wasn't better than Brandon Weeden. He's got no pocket presence. He's got seems to have no awareness. He doesn't have that much of an arm. I know a couple of years ago he really dominated the Eagles in one start, but since he had the one good year in 08 with New England, since then his quarterback rating is 71.2, and Dave, since 2012, 21 touchdown passes, 28 interceptions. He's just not good.
So then the conventional theory would be that the Dallas Cowboys will try to do what Carolina did so successfully in the last game the Eagles played, and that is run the football on this Eagles defense. To do so, that means another big game from Darren McFadden, who played well on Sunday against Seattle. No Joseph Randall for Dallas, but they do have that big, powerful offensive line, and they will try to wear down the Eagles. So as we look at the running backs, it's McFadden and a little guy named DeMarco Murray making his return to Dallas.
Yeah, well, that'll be fascinating to see, right? DeMarco Murray's been kind of up and down. We haven't had the season from him that the Eagles expected to have. But you wonder, you hope, if going back to Dallas kind of sparks that. And then, of course, you always have the Ryan Matthews issue. How much is he going to play? How healthy is he? Is he going to get more than the average 8 carries he's been having? I would love to see this be a game where the Eagles just run. 18 to 20 carries for Murray, 10 to 12 for Matthews. You're going
to
win that game.
Yeah, to do that, you're sustaining drives. You're keeping the chains moving. You're keeping your offense on the field. The self-scouting during the week, when Chip Kelly was asked about that on Tuesday, said that what he noticed most of all was drops by the wide receivers. So let's talk about the wide receiver position for the Eagles. Nelson Agholor back on the training field today for the Eagles. We'll see if he's ready to go on Sunday. Really the focus on Jordan Matthews, who's been productive in terms of his numbers. The stats are pretty good. The drops, not so good. And it's something that Matthews has been asked about every single day, just drops upon drops upon drops. Glenn, I don't really have the answer other than to say maybe the wide receivers are trying to do too much.
Maybe they're trying to do too much. And I know he's using the jugs gun every morning and so on.
But you don't catch passes from a jug machine.
No, I was going to say it's not the same thing as you do in a game. I only can believe it's mental because the guy physically can catch passes. I know coming out of college that was one of the little criticisms. We didn't see that as a problem last year. So, yeah, there's no answer that anybody can give. I'm sure even the coaches. But he and Agholor and Sproles, not a wide receiver, but a guy who's dropped a few balls, and all those guys, the tight ends, they just, you know, get a sneak in a little stick-em.
Yeah, and for the Dallas Cowboys, the return of Dez Bryant presents a tantalizing matchup for the Eagles and a challenge for Bill Davis. What do you do in terms of matching up with Witten, Jason Witten, the tight end, Dez Bryant, the wide receiver? You can't double both of them. How healthy is Dez Bryant? He had 2 catches, 12 yards against Seattle, but he is going to be a threat on Sunday night. You can be sure that the Eagles will be tested down the field with Dez. Matt Cassel needs to find his big play wide receiver.
Well, he does. So I guess what you do is you double Dez. Would you put Malcolm Jenkins on Witten for the whole game? Does that seem a way to do it? Because I don't know a linebacker can do it.
Ideally, as we transition to tight ends, I'm going to try to put Kiko Alonso on Jason Witten. That is the exact matchup that you want. Big body, long arms, can run, is big enough to handle Jason Witten's physical package. I mean, he's a big, strong tight end who catches passes and breaks tackles. If Kiko Alonso is able to play and he's healthy and he's ready to go, I expect to see Kiko Alonso, not a safety, on Witten.
I go safety.
I expect a safety over the top against Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I understand. And that's the conventional way to do it and so on. I would love to think that Kiko Alonso is going to be healthy and is going to be ready and can play a full game. I don't know if I'm Chip Kelly, if I can scheme it that way, or Billy Davis, if I can scheme it that way.
24 catches for Zach Ertz through 7 games, not the number we expected. We expected it to be much higher. 0 touchdowns, 42 targets. When does Zach Ertz, Glenn, break out?
Well, last year, the second half of the year, he was better. I mean, why not think that's going to be this year? I think that if you're Sam Bradford, given what your wide receivers are doing, you ought to just be trying to feed. Look, the Eagles' standard play is, what, a 7-yard pass, right, quick? I'd be getting more of those to Zach Ertz right now.
And that will certainly, as we say, help move the chains. Now, the defenses match up pretty evenly, 2 solid defenses. I think everybody kind of expects a low-scoring game here. The Cowboys getting reinforcements in the last couple of weeks. Greg Hardy back, Randy Gregory back, Rolando McClain at linebacker. The secondary without Orlando Scandrick continues to play well. What do you make of this Dallas scheme? I think Rod Marinelli is a really good
coach. Yeah, I think Rod Marinelli is so much better than what they had there before with Monte Kiffin, and he's got them playing a much more ferocious game. When you get Greg Hardy in there for them, I mean, the insanity aside, I think it adds a lot. But here's one thing that to notice. Dallas defense only has four turnovers the entire season, three interceptions, one fumble. So while they've done a good job and a much better job than Dallas had a couple of years ago, they're still not taking the ball away, and that could be a big factor this game.
So that's your first look at the Eagles and the Cowboys, and my thoughts, at least early in the week, low-scoring game. You feel that way?
What's the over-under, 45?
We don't get into that in the NFL, Glenn.
Oh, excuse me.
How dare you suggest that?
I don't even look. I think it's going to be, 20-ish, 20-ish.
Right, we'll talk about it on Thursday when you're back. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the NFC East. That is, as we say every week, all jumbled together. Who's going to separate? When will the cream rise to the top? Well, we think the Eagles have a pretty good chance here with this four-game stretch. We're going to talk about it when Eagles 360 returns.